Rando. That's that story. It's both rock and metal. Rock. Rock and metal. Rock. Rock. Metal.
Yeah, I feel very international when you say that.
Colliding spikes. Oh, Sarcophago. Even this attack, the break. Total Sarcophago in the album. But when we do it the next time, it doesn't sound like Sarcophago anymore. What's wrong?
When we are talking about our own albums, I always get, it's interesting to...
Angry? Sleepy? What?
We listen to you and all the analysis. I haven't, I learn a lot about the albums myself and where the inspiration might come from, but it's probably...
Yeah, because that's an important point. We never talk about this beforehand, before the album, or after the album. We never talk about these things. This is actually more black and roll like we did here with this riff.
I used to live in a very secluded area when I was making this album and Ravishing Grimness, and the most of the inspiration was probably from the harsh winters, or maybe earlier darkroom stuff, I don't know. But deep back in the mind,
you were definitely not following any trends.
I don't think so, no.
The whole trend thing has actually been kind of misunderstood. There's a total underground freak like me. We are the ones actually are totally always making the trends, riding the trends, shutting down the trends, and then we have to read about the trends like 4 years after in the big magazines, and then we are on to something new a long time ago, and we are crazy about that. And for us, we never use the word trend, but actually that's what trends are. Stuff is, we can dig the 15 different ways of metal at the same time, no problem, but we're always running around in circles.
Yeah.
You don't have the time for that, Ted.
No. Yeah, imagine us making an album for the people.
That was 18, 16 beats on this riff.
Oh yeah? Have you counted?
Yes, I just counted. It's like Ted is trying to kill me. The structure is like... what do you say? Architects making the spectacular buildings. Another very complicated break.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm not good enough to make that sound fantastic. You should have orchestrated
it. I think it sounds fantastic when you play it.
It just comes by surprise, like whoo. And here, is this me that made this melody on top? Because this sounds like an attempt to make like Transylvanian Hunger Part 2.
Yeah. I think I did something in the same way on the Ravishing Grimness, but it's...
Okay, you did?
Yeah, but it
was... This is really like...
This is probably more obvious. Because I don't know.
You did say Scepter instead of Scepter on this one.
Yeah, I think so. On the first song, I did Brutality Avenging Nothing.
Yeah,
that's fucked because it's supposed to be brutally avenging nothing, of course. Brutality is like a... Well...
Is that the only time you said that?
I think the next time around we play this riff,
you
play like three beats on the snare drum, and that sounds fantastic. It was very, just a small detail, but it makes the riff cool.
But I'm playing way too much double bass drums on this album. I think it could have been better if I just wanted to be like massive and primitive at the same time in the drumming. I feel like you've done that better.
Yeah, there we have
the Transylvanian.
Yeah.
Under part two. So the changing of the guitar notes isn't—it's a bit like after.
Mm-hmm.
It's not accurate.
But we never ever recorded anything with a metronome or anything, so...
That would be boring to look at.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We can't do that. With the structures we have, there's nothing... We can't do anything with a metronome.
No.
Because we have so many
changes.
There
you go with a snare drum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The snare drum is actually really great sounding, but still... There's something it's not connecting with the guitars and the bass.
Oh yes,
I
disagree.
Yeah,
but
you're right to disagree.
And now we have the the obvious Slayer drumming now with the.
Yeah, the Slayer.
The
was
Hellawakes,
that from the Hellawakes, the ending of Hellawakes, or was the ending of the album, the last song on the Hellawakes album?
Oh.
Is that the, what's that song called again? Hardening of the Arteries? No.
No.
Little clues, no one ever cared. No one ever mentioned that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
This was the Plague Wielder album re-release.
And I'm Fenris with a little voice, and Nocturnal Culto is Nocturnal Culto with a more rugged, manly voice. I'm the puppet, and he's the master.
Well.
Sheet!
Okay, still running.
Still running? That's a good name for a speed nut. Still running!
Okay, we're still here.
Getting bored.
Okay, let the fire burn out now.
Hey, it's not bad getting that kind of fire going in that sort of storm.
Nope.
It's a little bonfire, probably would not last very long. And you had a hell of a time finding enough firewood and sawing it up to feed the fire.
It's
in the
probably
like
a
that.
Very, very big fire. Okay, bye.
Okay, hi.
Hi.